Jesus and Mary. After celebrating all the principal mysteries of our faith from the incarnation and epiphany of our Lord during the Christmas season to the redemption, the passion, death, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord during the Easter season concluded with Pentecost Sunday, last week, we now celebrate the central mystery of our faith, which all the others point to, the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity. Today's Lenten reminds us that though there is but one God, God is not, in a sense, solitary. There being three divine persons in the one God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And as all truths of our faith, this too is a truth to be believed and also to be lived. While it's true that by the use of our human reason alone, we could never arrive at this truth to come to know the mystery of the Trinity, we can know many other things about God, that God exists just by using our reason, the observance of nature, the book of nature, as it were, revealing to us God's existence and even certain attributes of his. For example, that he's eternal, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-wise, all-good, all-present. But we can never know, by our reason alone, that in the one God there are three divine persons. We'd never arrive at that, ever. That there is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the one God, and that each of the divine persons is truly distinct, one from the other. The Father is not the Son is not the Father, the Holy Spirit is not the Father or the Son. They're truly distinct persons, but yet, each have the fullness of the one divine nature, one God. A great mystery, the greatest mystery. Catholic theology explains that from all eternity, the Father generates or begets the Son. From all eternity, the Son is begotten of the Father. And from all eternity, the Holy Spirit proceeds or spirates, is breathed in a sense, from both the Father and the Son, and is the very personal love of them both. When all is said and done, though, even though we might study Trinitarian theology for the rest of our lives, and for all eternity for that matter, we'll never fully understand this mystery, comprehend it. Our finite intellects will never grasp fully this mystery about God. The great bishop and doctor of the church, St. Augustine of Hippo, he spent about 30 years working on one of his books, his treatise, De Trinitate, about the Trinity. And he was striving to explain this great mystery, in book form. And it's always good to mention the story. You've probably heard it maybe every Trinity Sunday every year. And it's always worth repeating, though. The story goes that Augustine one day was walking by the seashore trying to understand, the great mystery of the Trinity. And when he saw a small boy running back and forth from the water, to a spot on the seashore, the little boy was using a seashell, to go to the ocean and dip the shell in and pick up a little bit of water, went back to the seashore and placed the water, poured it into a small hole in the sand. And Augustine approached the little boy and asked him, "My boy, what are you doing?" "I'm trying to bring all the sea into this hole," the boy replied. "But that is impossible, my dear child. The hole cannot contain all that water," Augustine responded. The little boy paused in his duty, stood up and looked into the eyes of the saint and replied, "It is no more impossible than what you are trying to do. Comprehend the immensity of the mystery of the Holy Trinity with your small intelligence." The saint was absorbed by this reply from that child. He turned his eyes away from him for a few brief moments, kind of absorbed in a deep thought, and then turned back to ask the little boy another question when he discovered that the little boy had vanished. Like St. Augustine, we too should strive to grow in our understanding of this central mystery of our faith, but always with a spirit of faith and humility. In that way, and only that way, we'll be able to enter into a greater understanding and love of this mystery about God in his person. So God revealed himself to us, fully, as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in order that we might come to know and love him. But not just that, also to, experience even, the life of the Trinity here on earth and continue that in heaven. To experience the life of the Trinity, that is fellowship, communion with the three divine persons. This is one of the greatest gifts that God has given to us. And we refer to this in spiritual theology as the divine indwelling. It's something we maybe have heard about and certainly merits much more of our attention. The divine indwelling, that is, beginning at baptism, when we were baptized, we received the gift of sanctifying grace in our souls. And consequently, to enjoy the very presence of God in our souls, the most holy Trinity dwelling within us. And this Christ had promised us when he said, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him." All the saints appreciated this truth of the divine indwelling. God really does dwell in our souls. But perhaps most notably, there was one saint that lived this mystery particularly intensely, was Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity. You may have heard of her. She was a French Carmelite nun, and she died at the age of 26 in the year 1906 and was canonized by Pope Francis in the year 2016. She might very well be called the saint of the divine indwelling because her whole spirituality kind of centered on this truth of the divine indwelling. As she would introduce herself from her writings, she would say, "I am Elizabeth of the Trinity." That is to say, Elizabeth disappearing, losing herself, letting herself be completely possessed by the three. So familiar had the saint become with the three divine persons dwelling within her that she would simply refer to them as my three. Very beautiful. She was accustomed to devote Sundays in a special way to the Holy Trinity. And whenever this feast day came around every year, she was ecstatic. Once she said, "This feast of the threes is truly my feast. For me, there is no other like it. Never have I so well understood the mystery and all the meaning of the vocation expressed by my name." A question we might ask ourselves beyond the question about heaven. Heaven, is it for real? And we know it is for real, but is there or can there be heaven on earth in some way? As much as this world might seem to be nothing but a valley of tears, Saint Elizabeth of the Trinity would perhaps wholeheartedly affirm this, that there can be in some way heaven on earth. She once said this, "I confide to you the secret which has made my life an anticipated heaven, the belief that a being whose name is love is dwelling within us at every moment of the day and night, and that he asks us to live in his company." God is always with us, within our grace-filled souls. And if that really is the case, then heaven is not so far off after all. It's much, much closer than we would imagine. Remember Jesus' words, "The kingdom of God is within you." But too bad for us, we don't take notice of that, live out that truth, that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, God himself is within us, in our souls. St. Elizabeth says, at every moment of the day and night, the three divine persons are dwelling within you. You possess the sacred humanity of Jesus only when you receive Holy Communion. But the divinity, the essence which the blessed adore in heaven, is in your soul. Then, when one knows that, it is a question of a holy, adorable friendship. One is no longer ever alone. Think of how you are with him, and act as one does with someone one loves. It is so simple. There is no need of beautiful thoughts, only an outpouring of the heart. On this day, we should be inspired anew of the examples of the saints, like St. Elizabeth of the Trinity, and to do as she did, to begin to experience heaven on earth by living in fellowship and communion with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, dwelling in our very souls. And one last word from our saint. I leave you with this thought to be the subject of your prayer. May the Holy Spirit bear your way to the Word, and the Word lead you to the Father, that you may be perfect in the One, as our Christ and our saints. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Christus rubi.